at the underpass. Macon sped ahead, with his hands relaxed on the wheel.
"Did you notice that boy with the motorcycle?" Sarah asked.
She had to raise her voice. A steady, insistent roaring sound engulfed them. "What boy?"
"He was parked beneath the underpass."
"It's crazy to ride a motorcycle on a day like today," Macon said. "Crazy to ride one any day. You're so exposed to the elements."
"We could do that," Sarah said. "Stop and wait it out."
"Sarah, if I felt we were in the slightest danger, I'd have pulled over long ago."
"Well, I don't know that you would have," Sarah said.
They passed a field where the rain seemed to fall in sheets, layers and layers of rain beating down the corn stalks, flooding the rutted soil. Great lashings of water flung themselves at the windshield. Macon switched his wiper blades to high.
"I don't know that you really care that much," Sarah said. "Do you?"
Macon said. "Care?"
"I said to you the other day, I said, Macon, now that Ethan's dead, I sometimes wonder if there's any point to life. Do you remember what you answered?"
"Well, not offhand," Macon said.
"You said, honey, to tell the truth, it never seemed to me there was all that much point to begin with." Those were your exact words.